Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get to the heart of the matter with holistic physician, Dr. Darren Weissman.
Infinite love and gratitude in this moment is my attitude. Giving thanks for all I'm coming through. Freeing my faith and fortitude. Infinite love and gratitude move me with great magnitude. Yeah, present peace is what I choose. Infinite love and gratitude.
Present peace is what I am choosing. Infinite love and gratitude, everybody. It is an amazing day to be alive. I'm Dr. D. Thank you so much for tuning in. Let's tune up with today's Heart of the Matter show here on Blog Talk Radio. This is radio. It makes you shine from the inside outside. I hope you're ready for today's topic because we are going to shift our mindset. We're going to awaken our heart. Our topic is really cool. Believing versus knowing. You know, do you want to believe that you're powerful? Or do you want to know who you are? You want to know that your power comes from within. And that no matter what's going on or not, no matter what happened or hasn't happened yet, today's show is intended to help you get to the heart of the matter of awakening the greatness that's already within you and for you to know the truth of your magnificence, which is absolute pure love. That's the truth. I'm just telling you. Hey. So I'm so honored to connect with you. We've got an hour together. We're going to rock it out. That is our nature. And I would love to rock it out with you, answer your questions, hear your comments. So here's what you do. You pick up your phone, give me a call, because this is an interactive experience, rather than just sitting back. And if you want to, hey, you know what? Sit back. Enjoy. Take a deep breath, and no matter how you're day has been, your week has been, your month, your year, your life has been. Let's create change today. But if you're really looking to go into the heart of the matter and you'd like a lifeline, well, I'm going to throw you one and I'm here for you. I am. And so what you do is you dial the number 516-531-9623. 516-531-9623. I am just really getting my body back into the time zone of Central Standard here in the Windy City of Chicago. And I've been on a whirlwind, passionate journey of sharing Lifeline. Oh man, it's been incredible. I was in New Zealand and I was in Sydney and I was in Adelaide. And in Perth, Australia, and then I headed up to the Jewel of Asia. I went into Singapore and met some incredible, incredible people. And I taught them the Lifeline technique. We ignited our hearts and we inspired ourselves to live with intention and learn to look at symptoms and stressors rather than as a problem, a portal. And we learned a real beautiful way on how to create quick and natural changes. It's my life's work. It is a compilation of everything that I've ever studied with everyone that I've studied for the past 20 years as being a doctor of holistic medicine. I woke up to a way that empowers people to create shifts in their own lives. And it really was amazing and had so much fun, so much fun. And so it was great to see some friends that I've had for years now, people that have gotten certified in the Lifeline technique, met a lot of new people, and it was amazing. I got this email I'd love to share with you, and it was to Diane McCann and myself. Diane is who promotes me in Australia for the trainings that we do there. And this is from a woman whose name is Joanna. She's a helicopter pilot for 60 Minutes. So, you know, the TV program there, and she flies the reporters out to all kinds of scenes, and she sees all kinds of things. And she was at at the Lifeline trainings that I did. And she wrote, hi, Diane and Darren. It was a pleasure to meet you, Darren, here in Sydney for the seminar. And then the following day for the Lifeline Ignite, divine intervention brought me into this experience by the way of Leanne Cave. And she and I were having our hair done in a small salon here in Sydney, and we got chatting. And need I say more? She mentioned that Darren was here in Sydney, and in fact, she was going out to dinner that very night with him, and he was going to be running a seminar in the Crow's Nest the following night. And, I just so happened to be working that particular day, 4 minutes from where the seminar was to be held. It was perfect. I went along right after work, and pow, cue, the angels are singing. So, you know what? Why don't we just let the angels sing on that? So the angels are singing. And I took the next day off work to go to Ignite, which I enjoyed immensely. It was a lot to digest in a day, but I feel akin to this energy and vibration of being. So I allowed the day to flow through me and absorb as much as I could mentally. It was a challenge to do without leaping off my chair to get stuck right into practicing. I was so impassioned. I've been picking Leanne's brain about the Lifeline technique since the Ignite seminar. Each day since I met you, Darren, I've been either practicing what you taught us or reading about it in your books. And my heart says, yes. It really resonates with me. Even with no formal training in the healing modalities, I have always held a strong interest in this type of energy work. Without realizing until now, I spent at least 15 years preparing for this Lifeline technique training. Isn't that amazing? Can you relate? It has occurred to me that what it has been, my life, this journey of joy and laughter, excitement, extreme highs and lows for the contrast, the pain, the suffering, the life experience that makes me realize what I woke up for here in this very moment. The energy has shifted in me and I'm flowing with creative intelligence and feeling divinely guided. This was my last Lifeline I did on myself. So with that said, I'm very excited to be signing up for the full Lifeline certification experience. And yes, I'm pleased it will be done in two parts. Sounds good to me to do the second half in February in Adelaide. So Diane, please see my attached form on an email to follow this one. Darren, let's go flying in a helicopter next time you're in Sydney. Joanna, you are on, my friend. With regards of infinite love and gratitude, Joanna. So here's the thing. You know, those of you that have been listening to me before on Hay House Radio, those of you that have had Lifeline sessions, those people that have read the books, The Power of Infinite Love and Gratitude, Awakening to the Secret Code of Your Mind, The Heart of the Matter, if you've taken online courses like the Now program, Own Your Power, where Bruce Lipton and I collaborated, and you're like, I want to do it. I want you to just take a moment right now and just, like Joanna had that experience where she just said, hell yes, I'm doing it. The last 15 years have been prepping me for this time. The Lifeline Certification Training Program is taught in two places, Southern California and in Middle Southern Australia. And that is in Adelaide. They are wonderful destinations. And you start as in Irvine, California. It's going to be March 24th to the 29th. Or if that date doesn't work and you want to go to Adelaide, Australia, it's going to be August 1st to the 6th. And I just want you to be aware of, we make it doable for anyone and everyone who really wants to make this, you know, something that they love. They want to learn it. And we have opportunities as far as payment plans and ways to do it. And I want to just put this out there for those of you that want to get started in California, that I'm going to give the Heart of the Matter listeners a promo code. And the promo code is LOVE. So you would go to drdarrenweissman.com and you would click on the March 24th to the 29th training that's in California, in Irvine, and it will pop up as a promo code, and you type in LOVE, and you're going to receive a special $200 discount bonus. So those of you that want to do the Australia training, you're going to have to send Diane McCann an email at this point, only because we don't have the specifics up right now. So at least if you're into it and you want to take advantage of the savings that will be going on until the end of March, then what you're going to do is you'll send an email to beyondtheordinary@internode.on.net. I'll repeat that twice. beyondtheordinary@internode.on.net. So beyond the internode at internode.on.net. And that's Diane McCann. And just tell her you're interested. She'll let you know the scoop. And that way you can participate in the Lifeline experience as well as the boot camp that I'll be doing there to get your personal, professional, and family life online rather than living a reactive life, which so many people do, to really get to the heart of the matter and have incredible, incredible tools. So I'm so pumped up. So I'm excited to see that there are people that are calling on in, and I promise that I'm going to get to your calls. But what I want to do is I want to get to the heart of the matter. I want to talk about, for those of you that are new to this show, little intro into what the topic is, my little subconscious perspective of it. And then I want to put it into action. And so I'll take your calls and I'll lead you through the Lifeline so that you can start to understand what I call the subconscious biography of your life, that there is a whole other story of who you are from a reactive point of view, that on one level is protective and fear-based, but another level is an awakening, a learning, an evolution, a growing, a healing. It is an expansion into an infinite potential, like the seed that grows towards the light. That is your greatest potential. And so it's neat to be able to see these reactive patterns and not only see them and feel them and hear them and process the emotions on the depth of the level of your subconscious mind, but to actually have a tool for yourself that enables you to see everything, no matter what it is, as an opportunity to be your very, very, very best self. And, you know, what an awesome thing that is, beyond words. So I want to get to the heart of the matter of believing versus knowing. And, you know, as you just even think about those words, there's a significant and important difference between believing and knowing. And I find it's one that many people often overlook and even oftentimes dismiss. And beliefs are their substitute for knowing. They are not knowing. And what I mean by this is that beliefs are either someone else's knowing, you know, and we've taken it on as an understanding. And, you know, once we arrive in a particular situation and have applied to other situations, you know, later, you know, we can start to potentially discover knowing. But the knowing that exists within each and every one of us, the one that I'm speaking about, is not intellectual. It's an understanding that lives on a gut level. This knowing is an emotional knowledge. This knowing is the essence of your intuition that is guiding you right here and right now in this very moment. You know, the knowing that I'm speaking of, it may not easily be expressed or articulated. You may not be able to defend it. It really is of a different order, and it generally passes for knowledge, and it is, in fact, not related to knowledge at all. And I want to give you a few examples of what I mean by the difference between believing and knowing. And, you know when you're hungry, right? You feel it. You know when you had a dream. Oh, yeah, you know, I was dreaming that I was flying on a unicorn, and I went over this incredible bridge. You know, you know you had a dream. You know how to do certain things. You know, hey, if you're a mama, that you've given birth to a baby. You know, you don't need to believe any of these things because experiential knowing is deeper than belief. You may believe right now that there's life after death, or that there's a God, or that your government is doing a really good or really bad job, or you might believe that your lover would never cheat on you ever, but this is not knowing. So beliefs help us to cope with uncertainties of daily life. The beliefs that we have help us in, you know, the uncertainties of daily life. And what they do is they form a scaffolding within which we can operate in daily life. But, you know, in the end or in the beginning, a belief is not the truth. It's not. A belief is a belief. And the scaffolding oftentimes is on faulty ground. It's in danger of collapsing at any moment. And all that has to happen for our scaffolding to become unsteady is for any of our cherished beliefs to be challenged, and challenged by things that we experience each and every day: pain or fear or stress. And it happens all the time. We believe we were born to, you know, on a certain date, but do you know it? You know, we've been told it, but all of a sudden later we find out, oh, actually, I wasn't born on that date. And actually, oh my goodness, you're not my biological mom and dad. You didn't tell me till I was 15 that I was adopted. You know, we tend to be emotionally attached to our beliefs, and this is why we find it difficult to have them challenged, right? You know, beliefs give us a sense of security and a feeling that, you know, we know what's going on, that we have some control over our lives, that we can predict what will happen. Pretty wild. But, you know, beliefs ultimately are infused with our wishes. You know, I wish for something. Beliefs become, you know, so deeply rooted in the psyche of our minds that we often forget that there's a part of them, there's a part of us that on one level or another has chosen them. We chose our beliefs because we decided that they would give us some control over our environment. They were, you know, ultimately a best attempt at understanding our environment at a particular time. You know, and one perceived problem, I like to call them portals. Most, if not all, of our fundamental beliefs were created when we were children, when we had a very limited view of the world. You know, so did we truly choose our beliefs? Or are they chosen for us? You know, this is such a huge question, and to me, it's a shapeshifter when it comes to understanding the deeper subconscious meaning of programmed beliefs. Beliefs ultimately are a thought that repeats itself. A thought that repeats itself becomes a belief, and beliefs shape our reality. They filter our reality. They become the lens of reality. Beliefs become our perception. We perceive what we believe, and then our perception becomes our life. How you perceive yourself, how you perceive your relationships, how you perceive the world in any which way, how you perceive your body's ability to heal or not, how you perceive a particular disease, a diagnosis, a circumstance that's happened. You know, something in us feels that life, you know, as it is, too precarious. So something, you know, is invented to filter a reality through a seeming security net. I call this in the Lifeline what's called a spirit protection reflex. When you and I do not have a conscious ability, and what I mean by conscious is an awareness and thus an ability to choose. Once we're aware, we can choose. When we have an awareness of something, whether it be a negative way of thinking, whether it be a limiting circumstance that's inhibiting us from fulfilling something that we desire, whether it be a circumstance that's traumatic in nature to ourselves or the world that we're all a part of, these aspects of ourselves that we're aware of, we would never choose. People don't choose to have negative thoughts, to obsess, to have compulsive behavior that limits them from being productive in their life. People don't ever choose to be traumatized or diagnosed with a disease. This is never a human being's choice. This is reaction. And that reactive aspect of ourself is subconscious in nature. It's literally a program, an imprint, a condition, an aspect of an environment that we were once in, that from conception to puberty, the cement of our mind is it's wet and it's impressionable. And specifically between conception and five, our brains are in a theta brainwave, and that theta brainwave is also the same brainwave that goes along with being, you know, hypnotized. And in that state of brain consciousness, the entire sensory experience of that environment between conception and five is instantaneously and spontaneously downloaded in our mind. And that mindset of that emotional environment becomes the way that we think about ourselves, becomes the way that we think about the world that we're a part of, which is absolutely freaking fascinating and amazing because, you know, our moms and our dads and our siblings and the essence of our relationships, our political perspective, our way that we go about healthcare, every aspect from religion, race, and gender influence our mind programming in either a love action, an expansion, in a fullest potential, or a fear-based protective reaction that has got the brakes on. It limits the fullest potential of expressing yourself emotionally, physically, spiritually in your life. And, you know, this shows up. People might call this pattern in life that gets activated later as the ego. It's a stream of thoughts generated by older thoughts, which in turn are founded on these previous layers of programs. And, you know, they become, you know, what I like to call a hamster wheel from hell that just loop over and over and over again. These layers of thoughts build upon each other, relating to, you know, the ever, you know, various circumstances that we encounter in life. They become our personal, professional, and family belief systems. And over time, the thought layers become cemented into a belief. And these beliefs can become rigid, and they're hidden under our current thoughts. And what they end up doing is they, when triggered, they separate ourselves from the present moment. We relive a moment again and again. And our biology becomes an expression of this. And on a neurological level, they call this the freeze, fight, fight, or flight mode. Freeze is we shut down, we go into panic, and we become, you know, we freeze, we fright, we go into a fear mode. We fight, we go into an anger mode, you know, we run, we are in a place of insecurity. Our nervous system is built that way, and it's fantastic in a moment when it's protecting, but that pattern, when the particular essence of memory that is no longer going on is still going on later in life as, you know, 40 years of age, 50 years of age, 60 years of age, whatever age it is, that memory of whatever 3-year-old or birth trauma or in utero, when it gets triggered, it literally comes to life. It's so profound. It's so profound. And in getting triggered, because our brains are really brilliant and amazingly designed, but at the same time, simple in the sense that they don't know the difference between reality or memory. And they actually don't know the difference between imagination, and that's the essence of the placebo effect, because in the essence of the placebo effect, hey, you're going to get better. You're going to be stronger. You take this, it's going to help that cancer, that inflammation, that pain heal. We're going to do surgery on that knee. They never did surgery on the knee, and the knee pain healed. You know, the power of placebo is in you. And that's the essence of the mind. And because the brain follows the mind, the body follows the mind, your relationships follow your mind, understanding that your subconscious mind, that reactive mind, is at the core of the essence of every aspect of your life. It is the web that is weaved to, on one level, protect in the moment. On another level, I'll tell you something, my friend. It's here to wake us up. And the challenge is because we believe a limiting belief and we buy into the conflict of our lives, the inner conflict, the outer conflict that runs our relationships, our thoughts, our experience and relationship with money and circumstances. Because we believe the limiting belief, we end up living a lie. You know, we never know the truth. Fear becomes the attitude and the ultimate essence of being in a knowing, where you know what you know. You know what you know. You know what you don't know. But you don't know what you don't know. And then this is the fusion of science and spirit. This is the fusion of awakening to the evolutionary spirit, the evolutionary life, the opportunity to go, you know what, slow, steady, and confident. Keep it simple. Keep it easy. You know, and allow myself to look at what's wrong or bad or sick or diseased or impoverished or in pain is the conversation like you and I are having right now. We're having a conversation. And we're having a conversation on a conscious level. You're hearing me? But your subconscious mind is also hearing me. So it might be triggering within your mind all kinds of thoughts that you have about yourself. Oh, I don't know. You know, I'm not worthy. I'm not good enough. You know, because this happened when I was younger and I sowed my oats, that this is the essence of the price that I have to pay. So often these limiting beliefs are triggered. And any time we find ourselves in conflict, you know, with another, over ideals, over values, this is a good opportunity. This is a great opportunity to begin to identify not only your own beliefs that you have about yourself or about what's going on, because it's not a superficial thing, but the core limiting beliefs that have been impressioned and imprinted and conditioned in your subconscious mind that when triggered come to life, and you know it because you don't feel good. You know it because you're stressed about what happened. You regret it. You feel shame. You feel guilt. You're in the future and you're worried and the future hasn't happened and you live with anxiety. And I tell you, that's not your truth. Would you ever choose that? Hell freaking no. Not a chance. You don't choose it. Nobody does. You know, and here's the wild part. It's only by taking action and you encounter some perception of separation or conflict, some essence of resistance that you realize, you recognize, you awaken, you know, a whole other level of knowing. Would I choose that? Hell no. What do I choose? There's some level of belief that is at the core of why I'm having this experience in the first place. You know, here it is. It's only in learning to recognize the difference between what is known from, you know, personal experiences and what is believed that you can begin to find, hey, what's true for you? You know, regardless of what the rest of the world thinks, you know, we all so often limit ourselves based upon what are others going to think about us? What do they believe about us? Everybody's got their opinion. And I always say it, I'm not your guru, you know. I'm not anyone's guru. No way. No way, Jose. Not going to take that title. I'm Darren. Dr. D. I love what I do. And if what I do as far as being awakened to my own passion of Lifeline, if it serves you and you can find value in living in the present moment because I've got a tool that helps you to process your subconscious mind, then hey, good on you, as my friends in Australia say. Good on you, where you can then use this for yourself. But the subconscious mind, those limiting beliefs that impact you from knowing your truth, they're getting triggered all day long, every day. And what are you doing to shift your limiting beliefs into the knowing the magnificence of who you are, becoming familiar with your own internal experience rather than judging your external experience as the end-all be-all? Know that it's a reflection of an internal subconscious part of you that when you awaken to it becomes the portal of your greatness. This is the true beginning. You know, that Socrates says, you know thyself. You have to start where you are. You know, and a good beginning is to learn to distinguish between a belief and a knowing, you know, in the deeper sense of the word. You know, Beethoven once said, to play a wrong note is insignificant. To play without passion is inexcusable. You are a spirit love. Passion is your nature. You're going to make mistakes. My daughter Rumi, oh, my baby love bug, I love her so much. She's eight. Liam's six. We got her growing up so fast. It's amazing. She's eight. And yesterday she was like, oh, Daddy, I don't want to play piano anymore. I don't want to play anymore. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. It's just too hard. I said to her, sweetheart, it's okay that it's hard. Life is hard. That's okay. Just go for it. Take it at your own pace. And every day, just practice a little bit. And one day, you'll be so grateful that you did. Just take action. So wherever you are, whether it be the health of your body, whether it be a relationship in your life, whether it be a business idea that you're like, I want to go for it, just be consistent and create positive habits towards it. It might not unfold in, you know, the time sequence that you've rolled out for yourself, but that's okay. You'll appreciate it even more because you'll create a knowing rather than believing. Anytime you're in pain, that's not the problem. That's the portal. It's all good in the end. And if it's not good, it's not the end. So here's the deal. I want to dive on in, and I want to take some calls. And those of you that would like to call on in, you can simply dial 516-531-9623. But I've got a caller right now who, hey, you're on the Heart of the Matter.
Is that me?
Yeah, it's you. What's your name?
Dr. Weissman. What a pleasure. This is Raul from Seattle.
Hey, Raul. With love and gratitude, it's great to hear you on this Heart of the Matter show.
Yeah, of course. I cannot not follow you. You know, your words, your wisdom, your teachings are amazing.
I'm so blessed and I'm so grateful, you know, that it's able to make a positive impact for you. And I'm excited to hear your voice. Tell me what's happening.
Do you know what's happening? Every so often, I get some little health challenges, you know, if you still have some digestion issues or things like that. But what I discovered actually when you were talking about, I got hurt at work and I got a hernia that I need to take care of. So I probably have to get surgery. That's what I keep hearing. And the pattern then that keeps coming up to me that I get upset at God. I get, okay, what now? And I'm kind of, you know, tired of the cycle of illnesses and diseases in my family. So all that kind of gets wrapped up in the same place. And I'm like, well, I'm going to throw that to you, see if you can kind of clear or, you know, help me out with that one.
Yeah, you know, I'm happy to help you out. And actually, I want you to just hear what you just said. It was the last sentence that you said. I want to clear it. And that vernacular of just even saying, I want to clear it, is a part of most people's mindset in our world, because we've literally been programmed to believe that whether it be, oh, I take a pill and I make a symptom or a disease go away, or I have surgery and it makes the hernia go away, or I do something and it clears it. I do this Reiki, it clears it. In the Lifeline, Raul, one of the things that I like to educate people about is that we're never clearing anything. There's nothing to clear. There's nothing to fix. There's nothing to heal. There's nothing about you that's broken the essence of your truth is beautiful and magnificent and love, and it's just amazing and awesome. And that's the truth of who you are. And the challenge is that as we're talking about beliefs versus knowing, we just don't perceive truth. We perceive what we believe, and that's the essence of today's show. And when we get caught in a limiting belief, then we see ourselves as separate from something. You're seeing yourself as separate from the hernia. You're seeing yourself as whatever circumstances led to you getting hurt at work, you're seeing that as separate. You're looking at the digestion as separate. You're looking at God as separate. I'm upset at God. What now? The cycle of diseases in your family, you're looking at it separate, and it's not separate. It's not. And you know, the second book that I wrote, Awakening to the Sacred Code of Your Mind, it helps us to really appreciate and value that even though, you know, you did get hurt and that's painful and that your digestion isn't functioning in an optimal way right now and that, you know, people are recommending surgery or, you know, what the heck, God, you know, what now? Like all these things. This is how your life, your body, the patterns of your mind and your heart speak to you. This is the code. And the challenge, Raul, is you haven't understood it yet. And most people don't. And rather than saying that is anything other than, okay, if you're open to learning and so that you can grow in a new form of consciousness so that you can tap in to a potential that exists in everyone, you know, then I'm going to teach you everything that I've got, my friend. I'm going to teach you everything that I've got. You know what I'm saying? If you're willing to look at it a little bit differently, are you?
Yeah, of course.
Absolutely. So, you know, the first thing is just to be open to the fact of let's have this experience. Because through an experience, and that's why I call the first training of the Lifeline program, the Lifeline experience. Experience gives us knowing. And your experience right now is there's a cycle of disease in your family. Your experience right now is that you're upset at God and you don't know what else to do. The experience is that you've got a hernia and you hurt yourself and your digestion is talking to you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And what emotion does that cause you to feel, that this is what's going on? What emotion are you feeling in your heart, my friend?
Ah, frustrated, annoyed.
And just so I can appreciate the frustrated and the annoyed, on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means I'm going to Jupiter, I've got a one-way ticket, and I'm not coming back. 0 is nothing, right? What do you rate the frustrated and annoyed?
I will say 6. I like it here. Yeah, I will say 6.
Yeah, but it's really a painful journey right now, but it's not sending you off the planet.
Right. Right. Yes.
So and here's the thing. And let's play the game, because once you become consciously aware, once you pay attention and you start to look at the symptoms, the stressors, the behaviors, you know, those certain circumstances, once you look at them as a conversation, you can start to see that there's a pattern here, just like there's a pattern in the way that stars are aligned. You know, if you don't look for the pattern, you might not see them, but when you start to look for them, you can actually see that there's a pattern. Would you ever choose to create your life feeling frustrated or annoyed, having a cycle of disease in your family, having a hernia, hurt at work, or have digestion challenges? Being upset with God, would you choose this, my friend?
No, hell no.
Hell no. Hell no. And that's how we roll. That's how we roll. Hell freaking no. Right? And so you're aware that you would never choose it, and that awareness gives you choice. So when you're aware that you wouldn't choose it, what you're aware of is something that's reactive within you.
Mm-hmm.
The reactive part of you is a reactive part of everyone. So everyone who's listening right now has a reactive part of them as well. And when it gets triggered, there's no choice. There's no judgment. It's like tapping on somebody's patellar tendon on their knee. If I tap on it, as much as I say I'm not going to move my knee, that knee just jerks and it kicks, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? The same thing happens with that upset feeling at God, what now? The same thing happens influencing the frustration and you being annoyed. The same thing happens where you reflexively are expressing a digestive pattern, or even being hurt, attracting circumstances that you get hurt. That reactive mind is programmed, and it's programmed with belief. And if you could shift that belief into a knowing, would you do it?
Yes, of course.
Hell yeah. And that's what we do. That's the nature of the lifeline. That's the nature of our own minds. We just need a tool that enables us to have a conversation with the invisible subconscious mind. So, kind of like a submarine, if you don't have sonar, you don't know the submarine's there. We have sonar, and it's called the lifeline, and we use muscle testing. So I'm going to be using muscle testing to speak with your subconscious mind, and either the muscle will give way or to lock out. If it gives way, you're going to hear me say infinite love and gratitude. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be holding my hand in a hand posture that represents I love you in American Sign Language. And do you know how to make that hand posture?
Yes, sir.
Okay, for those of you that don't, imagine that Raul and I are giving each other a high five and all the fingers are extended outward, and you just simply bend your middle finger and ring finger down to your palm. Keep the pinky and the pointer and the thumb extended. That means I love you in American Sign Language. It kind of looks like a surfer, wiki wiki, hang ten dude kind of thing, but it means I love you in American Sign Language. So hold your hand in that posture, and the first thing that we're going to do is we're going to set an intention. We're going to focus on where we're going, Raul, not what we want to get rid of, because you wouldn't have chosen to be annoyed and frustrated. You wouldn't chose to be upset with God or have a cycle of disease or have a hernia. Do you have an inguinal hernia or an umbilical hernia? Where's the hernia?
I think it's umbilical.
It's in your belly button?
Yeah, it's somewhere around that area, yes.
Okay. Okay. And so you wouldn't choose to feel frustrated or annoyed. What we want to do is we want to focus on what we do choose. And take your hand in the I love you posture, Raul. Put it right over the center of your chest. And this is just to acknowledge that you are listening to your heart and you are connecting to the passion and the greatest Raul that's within your heart right now. And this is going to be your leader, right? Because the greatest Raul doesn't choose to feel frustrated or annoyed, does he?
Nope, not really.
No, not at all. What does he desire to feel? What does your greatest self in your heart desire to feel, Raul?
Open to great possibilities. That's the first thing that came up.
That's so fantastic. And so now what we do is we put the words I am in front of open to great possibilities, because we want to set our intention as if we're already there. Because the subconscious mind, as I was saying, will follow you. And the brain doesn't know the difference between memory, reality, or imagination. So we're going to just go for it. And I invite you to repeat. I am open to great possibilities.
I'm open to great possibilities.
Let's do it again. I am open to great possibilities.
I am open to great possibilities.
Let's do it one more time. I am open to great possibilities.
I am open to great possibilities.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
What does that mean to you, to be open to great possibilities?
I'm open to my own, the greatest me. I'm open to receive. I'm open to connect. I'm open to be here in the earth. I'm open to heal.
Mm-hmm. And right now, understanding the real value and the meaning of what it means to be open to great possibilities. Are you open? Are you ready? Are you willing to imagine yourself in the future where it is your nature to be open to great possibilities?
Yes, I am.
How does that feel to imagine?
I just feel expansive. I just feel love. I just feel I can make change. I can make a difference in the world.
Huh. That's so awesome. Now, where are you feeling that expansive feeling? Where are you feeling that love feeling right now?
It's between my heart and my gut, actually.
Mm-hmm. You know that what's so cool is that feeling is a knowing because you feel it. It's hard to explain it to other people, but that's the knowing. That lets
mm-hmm,
you know that the I am open to great possibilities, Raul, is already within you. It's already inside of you right now. And so what we're going to do is we're going to make a statement, and I'm going to have you repeat after me, and we're going to get your mind on board. This is what's called a portal. And I invite you to repeat, regardless of feeling frustrated and annoyed.
Regardless of feeling frustrated and annoyed.
I'm now choosing to feel expansive.
I'm now choosing to feel expansive.
Awesome. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Let's do it again. Regardless of feeling frustrated and annoyed.
Regardless of feeling frustrated and annoyed.
Getting hurt at work.
Getting hurt at work.
Having a cycle of disease in my family.
Having a cycle of disease in my family.
I'm now choosing to feel expansive.
I am now choosing to feel expansive.
Good job. Your subconscious and conscious mind are on board with that. That's beautiful. So we've got the present shifted already, and now we're going to go to the past. And the past represents memories, environments, conditions that when triggered cause you to forget who you are, and then you don't choose. Then you just repeat patterns again and again, and that's mm-hmm. what I was talking about, that hamster wheel from hell experience. And I invite you to repeat, let's raise the vibration of the past in an open to great possibilities way. I invite you to repeat, I am open to great possibilities.
I am open to great possibilities.
For the very first time.
For the very first time.
In my life.
In my life.
Right now.
Right now.
And I'm learning to love.
And I'm learning to love.
Part of me.
Past part of me.
Who protectively keeps forgetting.
Who what? Would you mind repeating?
No problem. Who protectively keeps forgetting.
Who protectively keeps forgetting.
That feeling expansive.
Feeling expansive.
Is a choice.
It's a choice.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
I am open to great possibilities.
I am open to great possibilities.
For the very first time.
For the very first time.
In my life.
In my life.
Right now.
Right now.
And I am learning to love.
And I'm learning to love.
The past part of me.
The past part of me.
Who protectively keeps forgetting.
Who protectively keeps forgetting.
The feeling expansive.
The feeling expansive.
Feeling love.
Feeling love.
Is my choice.
It's my choice.
Yeah. Take a deep breath. You're reprogramming your mind right now. Isn't that cool? Now, there's another statement that we want to make that gets your past mind, that hamster wheel, groundhog mind, it gets it on board. And it's all about acknowledging that part that's reactive, that part that never chooses. And I invite you to repeat, I am open to great possibilities.
I am open to great possibilities.
For the very first time.
For the very first time.
In my life.
In my life.
In my body.
In my body.
Right now.
Right now.
And I've learned so much.
And I've learned so much.
From the past part of me.
From the past part of me.
Who has protectively never chosen.
Who has protectively never chosen.
To feel expansive.
I feel expansive.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Yeah. One more time. I am open to great possibilities.
I am open to great possibilities.
For the very first time.
For the very first time.
In my life.
In my life.
Right now.
Right now.
And I am learning to love.
And I'm learning to love.
The past very reactive part of me.
The past very reactive part of me.
Was protectively never chosen.
Was protectively never chosen.
To feel expansive.
Feel expansive.
Good job. Take a breath. So let's go into this belief, first, second, third chakra. And this belief is in the power center of your third chakra. And your third chakra is about self-esteem. It's about power that comes from where, inside or outside, my friend?
Inside.
Every time. High five. Infinite love and gratitude.
Mm-hmm. Infinite love and gratitude.
So there's a part of you who gets triggered, and you don't know. You don't. And you don't think you're enough. You don't think you're good enough. You don't value yourself. You don't recognize how deserving you actually are. Mm-hmm. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And this way of thinking has become a belief, and that belief has become a perception, and that perception has become a reality in your digestion, attracting circumstances where you get hurt at work, affecting the hernia, you in your relationship with God, what now? The cycle of disease in your family, and it's specifically affecting your fire, earth, metal element. It's affecting your metal element, and your metal element represents you being strong and stable, in love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Yeah, being strong and stable with a sense of self-worth and value and esteem. And there's an emotion here that becomes the lens of misperception. There's an emotion that becomes an emotional pattern of reaction based upon a limiting belief. Let's see what it is. It's an emotion of panic. And when I bring up the emotion of panic, notice your first and immediate thoughts. No matter what or who you think about. Wherever panic takes you. Let me know that you're connected to panic by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Yeah, so when you get triggered, you automatically see yourself and the world around you through a lens of panic.
Mm-hmm.
You attract people and circumstances that give you an experience of panic. And when that happens, you know what you feel? Annoyed and frustrated. And it not only influences you in this way, emotionally, but it affects your relationship with God. It affects your experiences at work, how you digest food. It affects every aspect of your life. And it's not the truth. The challenge is that we don't perceive truth. Because your truth is that you're open to great possibilities, Raul. And feeling expansive is your nature. So we go concept of original currents in this life, we're muscle testing here, conception at 10, conception of 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years of age. We're working with a 9-year-old boy who's living in your subconscious mind. And at 9 years of age, Raul, you were in an emotionally reactive environment of panic. In this environment of panic at 9 years of age, you didn't have the ability to say, hey, you know what, my power comes from within, I'm strong and stable, I'm open to great possibilities. I'm feeling expansive. You didn't have that ability at 9 like you do now. And you didn't have an environment that could teach you, that could mother you, that could father you, that could show you what it means to be valuable and worthy and to live your life with high self-esteem, no matter what's going on or not going on. They didn't know how to do that themselves. They didn't know their own strength and stability, self-esteem and self-worth. And that 9-year-old is showing up as a hernia, is showing up in your relationship with God, is showing up as a cycle of disease in your family, is showing up as frustrated and annoyed. And for the first time since 9, Raul, embrace this little boy in an I am open to great possibilities way. Let him feel expansive. Let yourself feel expansive right now, you and I and everyone who's listening. And as you are, let me know by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Excellent. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Perfect. And for the first time, what we're doing is we're welcoming the 9-year-old to the future. The 9-year-old's future of I am open to great possibilities begins now. And what he can count on is that when he thinks, he's going to see thoughts of I am open to great possibilities. He's going to start to believe in great possibilities, and he's going to know that life is filled with great possibilities. And as a result, he's going to attract people that give him an experience and give you an experience of great possibilities. I invite you to repeat, I'm feeling expansive.
I'm feeling expansive.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
I am feeling expansive.
I am feeling expansive.
I am expansive.
I am expansive.
I am open to great possibilities.
I am open to great possibilities.
It's my nature.
It's my nature.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
One more time. I am expansive.
I am expansive.
Speak to the 9-year-old. You are expansive.
You are expansive.
We are expansive.
We are expansive.
We are open to great possibilities.
We are open to great possibilities.
This is my nature.
This is my nature.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Hey, brother love, welcome back from 9. Welcome to the life.
Yeah, thank you. That was pretty powerful. That was amazing.
Notice how it feels right now to be present. Notice how it feels to be in the room that you're in your heart space, in your body. And describe the feeling.
I'm open to possibilities. It just feels expensive. It really, really does. It's like the statement. It's just,
and it is beautiful, and you know, you're beautiful. And at the beginning, we observe things you would never choose. You'd never choose to feel annoyed and frustrated. And notice how it feels to tune into that now, comparatively when we first began. Does that feel the same?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't feel the same at all. No, it's like an image in the far, far away. No.
Yeah. You know, Raul, follow your heart. Follow your passion. Go for it. I would so love to meet you at a Lifeline training. When you're ready, you go for it, my man. It is going to be a game changer for you, and I so appreciate you calling on in and being a part of today's Heart of the Matter show. And now go have an incredible day that's open to great possibilities, okay?
Dr. Weissman, your teachings are amazing. Thank you very much, your wisdom, everything. I appreciate you so much. All much love to you. Thank you so much.
So much love to you, Raul, and I so appreciate you, and thank you so much for calling in today and being such an inspiration for so many people that are listening right now.
Thank you. Infinite love and gratitude to you.
Infinite love and gratitude. You keep shining bright. In the words of one of my very favorite all-time, you know, people, Michael Jackson, you know, if you enter this world knowing you are loved and you leave this world knowing the same, then everything that happens in between not only can be dealt with, but you can shine. You can shine. I so hope that you've enjoyed this Heart of the Matter show. Today's show has been all about believing versus knowing, and that in some way, whether it be small or big, like Raul, that it made a positive impact and that you move in a slow, steady, confident towards your heart's desire and you live to your fullest potential. You know, knowing others is wisdom. Knowing yourself is enlightenment. That's the essence of love. And the essence of that exists within each and every one of us. So I so appreciate you tuning in to today, and look forward to connecting with you on next week's Heart of the Matter show here on Blog Talk Radio. Break on through, my friends. Infinite love and gratitude.
You know, the day destroys the night, night divides the day. Try to run, try to hide, break on through to the other side, break on through to the other side, break on through.